Ranger Bill, warrior of the woodland, struggling against extreme odds, traveling dangerous trails, fighting the many enemies of nature. This is the job of the guardian of the forest, Ranger Bill. Pouring rain, freezing cold, blistering heat, snow, floods, bears, rattlesnakes, mountain lions. Yes, all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done.
Boys and girls, I'm sure you recognize that sound you just heard. In fact, you can still hear it a little bit, I guess. It's thunder. And you know what that means. Rain. Well, rain has a great deal to do with the adventure we're going to tell you about today. Rain and what happened after. As you know, I'm a forest ranger out here in the West. My job is an interesting one. Sometimes I'm called a natural resources conservationist. Those big words just mean I look after the trees, the meadows, and the animals. And my territory is in what people used to call the Wild West. Of course, it isn't too wild anymore, except when nature goes on a rampage, which is exactly what happened in today's story. It seems it rained and rained and rained until... But I see I'm getting ahead of myself. The name of the story is... They Call Him a Coward.
Take a look high in trees, fellas. That red-headed woodpecker. Not see too many like this around here. They come up north in early spring. Tap, tap, tap.
Boy, we're lucky to have... Can Gray Wolf take us on these nature hikes?
Yeah.
Swell getting out of school. Out of the school building out in the woods.
Yeah.
Boy, yet it's still part of our schoolwork.
Yeah.
Gray Wolf knows everything there is to know about the woods.
Uh-huh.
Say, Swell, don't you like the woods?
Not especially.
You're new in town, I know. Your name's Jerry, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess you just moved here. What's your dad do?
He's dead. He died in a big fire. My mother works at the railroad lunchroom. We moved here because she got the job here. Anything else you want to know?
No. I'm sorry, Jerry. I didn't realize
Hey, boys! Look down the road! Schoolhouse on fire! Come on! Schoolhouse on fire!
Wow! Look at that! Look at those flames! Come on, Jerry, let's hurry! We've got to help those kids out of that schoolhouse! Come on, let's run!
Good work, boys. Move fast, but don't make children scared. Take their hands, two by two. That's it, two by two. Hey, teacher, all children out safe? Good. Children all okay. Now we just have to let old schoolhouse burn down. Henry, good work. A good boy. Keep head, keep cool. Graham, help keep out little children. Hey, where's Jerry? I asked where Jerry. He not run when I call for help. He not run when you run.
He ran all right, but he ran the wrong way. He ran away because he was scared.
Well, all I can say is I ain't heard nothing like it in all my born days. Here you have this young feller, almost a man grown, and how old did you say he was?
15. He's in school with me.
Almost a man growed. And when all them little children was in that there schoolhouse with the flames a-roaring and raging, what'd this here Jerry do? What, he run away.
Yeah, I know.
Worse than that, he run plumb away. Run so far away, he's been gone for 3 days now. Everybody's out hunting uphill, down
the hill. I just hope that he's all right, that's all. Yeah. Covered just about every possible place to look for. Hey, Stumpy.
Huh? What?
That big packing box over there by the wall. Looks as if... Let's go over there.
No, sooner said than done. Over we go. And here we are. Well, just bend down, take a good look inside this here packing box and see if I can... Well, comb my whiskers and call me a dude if it ain't...
It's Jerry.
Well, did you enjoy your meal?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, we'll give you some more in a little while. I guess you didn't have too much to eat for 3 days.
No.
Jerry, Bill, and the sheriff and some other good folks have asked me to talk to you. Well, I'm what they call a psychiatrist. I'm a doctor, except I don't treat you for stomach aches. I'm here to help you when you're worried or unhappy or scared. Well, what I'd like to do, with your permission, is sort of talk things over with you from time to time. I think maybe we can work things out so you won't be, well, so quick to get away from things. And Bill and Henry and Grey Wolf and Stumpy are all ready to help you do this. In fact, well, they've invited you to go out and stay with them for a while. And in that way, all of us can help to make things better, as far as you are concerned. Does that sound like a good idea to you, Jerry?
If you say so.
Oh, good. As a matter of fact, they're waiting for you right now. Let's go out there right this minute. My car's outside, and we can...
In fact, that's the first time, the very first time I ever played it. Matter, don't you especially hanker after harmonica music?
Well,
we come out here today to study and observe the critters of the forest. We can just forget about the music.
All right.
Now then, let's get on with our bird watching. Maybe I better explain. I ain't exactly as technical as Grey Wolf, but... Now you take that there bird sitting up there in that there tree up there. You see her?
Sure.
Now, you might think that there bird was a robin. But she ain't, Jerry. No, sir, she ain't. Mm-hmm. That there bird is a South American Willy Wallopus. Funny thing about them South American Willy Wallopuses, they fly backwards.
Oh.
Yep. The South American Willy Wallopus flies backwards because it don't care where it's going, but it likes it where it's been.
I heard that one before.
Maybe so. Yeah, I just thought maybe some little foolishman like that might cheer you up a little. All of us, Bill, Grey Wolf, and Henry, we all been trying to get you to,
I know,
to feel a little...
It's no use. I don't belong here. I don't belong anywhere, I guess. I'm just scared of everything.
Oh, nonsense. Why, Jerry, you're every single bit just as... Hey, look at there. Cute little rascal. Look at him. Sending himself, giving us a once-over. All curled up there and just enjoying life as pretty as can be. There he goes, jumping over fences, running away for dear life, scared most to death, running away from a tiny, baby, cute, little, harmless, innocent garter snake. Oh, Jerry.
We ride plenty slow, Jerry. These good horses. Anyway, I tell you what to do.
Yes.
Horse smart. Horse know when rider is, well, rider is new rider.
Like me.
You hold reins easy, not tight. This horse Indian trained. Everybody ride Indian horse gets to be a good rider. Now sit up straight. Now I show you how we go to the left. Press horse side with left knee. Turn wrist a little bit to the left. There, see? Easy. Now you turn wrist straight. Don't press with knee, see? Now we go straight. Horse, no. You make good rider, Jerry. 2 or 3 lessons, you beat me. I learned to ride when I was 5 years old. No saddle. My father lift me on pony's back. Showed me to ride same way I show you. Everybody learned to ride out here in the West. You like it?
I'm no good at it.
I teach you. Now we stop. You do what I do. Pull back on rein, slow and easy. No need to say anything. Now. See? Easy. Now, when we start, you move hand forward a little bit. And talk horse talk.
Horse talk?
Sure, like this. See? Now I show you what to do to make horse gallop. Well, first you...
No, Grey Wolf. Please, let me off. Let me get off and walk home. Please, Grey Wolf. Horses scare me. I want to get off and walk. I'm scared.
Sure is hot. We need the rain. We'll be there in a minute or two.
Henry, I don't think
I want... I can't even hear you, boy. We walked about a mile and a half on a broiling hot day just to go swimming. Got our swimming trunks on. So when we get to the water, all we have to do is just jump in and cool off.
But, Henry...
You can swim, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, then, there's the old swimming hole. Just like the pictures in the books. It doesn't look good now.
I don't think I...
Well, here goes nothing. Come on in. That water's fine. Just right, you like it. I've swum here a million times. In fact, Bill taught me how to swim right here. Hey, still out of the bank? Yeah, I thought you were... Hey, we could... Hey, Jerry! Jerry, come back! Jerry!
There, Jerry, is one of the finest views in the whole world. That's what I always say. 3 states.
How high are we?
Oh, not so very high. 3,000-4,000 feet. First time I brought Henry up here when he was a little shaver, he wouldn't believe we were looking at 3 states. He thought they should have been different colors, like on the map.
I see.
Well, time to start back.
Oh. What's wrong?
Nothing to get startled about, Jerry. It's just that I haven't been watching the time. It's a lot later than I thought. Practically dusk now. By the time we get down to the timberline there, it'll be dark. Pitch dark.
Do you know the way home?
Sure, blindfolded. Let's get started, huh? Well, you beginning to enjoy life out here in the West? Having fun, I mean?
I don't know.
I'd like to see you have a good time. We'd like to have you with us, Jerry.
Why?
Well, because we like you, that's why.
How can you?
How can we what?
How can you like a person that's afraid of everything? It seems the older I get, the more of a scaredy cat I get. I know what you and Stumpy and Grey Wolf and Henry are trying to do. You're trying to help me learn how not to be scared of things. But no matter what you do,
We like you, Jerry, and that means we're going to keep on liking you. And if you'll just...
Bill!
Huh? Oh, a great horned owl. Yeah, watch him fly. Not a sound, see? Comes drifting along out of those trees just like a shadow. Quietest flyer in the world. Wonderful sight, old Mr. Owl.
Bill, it's dark under those trees. I don't like the dark, especially in the woods. I wish we were back home. I wish we were back home.
Time to climb into the hay. This here hot weather gets a feller all discombobulated. Hope she ain't too hot to sleep. I'm tired.
Me too. How about you, Grey Wolf?
I'm always ready for bed when time come. Go to bed early, get up early. That's my motto.
Me too. How about you, Bill?
Sure enough. Grey Wolf, have you taken a look at the barometer on the porch?
Yes, not good.
No good what?
Oh, that barometer dropped.
Did you bust it? When you dropped it, I mean?
No. Big rain come, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Big bad rain, or else I miss my guess. Well, everybody accounted for before we aim for bed? Where's Jerry?
Asleep. I just looked in on him a minute ago, and there he was, sound asleep. Sound asleep.
No, I'm afraid, I tell you. Can't you understand?
Why, Jerry, that there's just a teeny weeny little bit of a baby garter snake. Gentle as a daisy, wouldn't hurt a flea.
But I'm afraid of snakes. All kinds. Don't make me go near it. I hate snakes. I don't like to get near them. No.
Now we know, horse. Gallop. This good horse, easy to ride. Just kick back heels and horse go fast, 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 fast.
Horses are so big. I'm scared when they come close to me. I don't like to get on them. They go so fast, so big.
Hey, you just jump in while I jump in. Water's not so deep. We'll have lots of fun. Swimming's fun. You dive when I count three now. It's easy to swim. It's fun to swim. All boys like to swim. Like to swim.
No, no, not me. Water makes me shiver. I can swim. I don't want to. I don't want to swim because I get frightened.
Now we'll go through these dark woods, Jerry. Nothing to be afraid of in the wood at night. Dark woods are friendly places. Here we go, into the dark woods. Into the dark woods, into the dark woods.
No, I get scared of the dark.
Just a little teeny weeny garter snake.
Now we make horse go faster. This good horse.
Let's swim this afternoon. Swim, it's fun. Swim is lots of fun.
Now we'll walk through the dark woods. The woods are friendly places. The woods are friendly.
No, no, I'm afraid. I tell you, I'm afraid. I'm scared.
It sure is raining.
Equinoctial rain.
Equi, what's your?
Oh, look at it, will you?
Yeah. Jerry showing any progress, do you think? Poor fellow, he tried and tried all of us, but nothing seems to help. Dr. Grant, that psychiatrist, he's tried, but even he
seems
can't.
Seems like we've tried everything.
No, Henry, not everything. I begin to think we started in the wrong way. There's one thing we haven't tried, and maybe that's what we should have started with. In fact, I think the very next thing to do is...
Hey, emergency signal on the state radio.
I'll get it. Bill here, okay to go ahead, over.
Bill, big trouble. The river has risen over the bottomlands, still rising. All inhabitants of the area evacuated except one house. House at confluence of river and Bitter Creek.
Hey, I know that house. I've...
Parents injured trying to rescue their two small children. Parents in hospital now. Children still marooned in house. Surrounded by floodwater. Need help. Urgent. Repeat. Urgent. Over.
Okay, Cal. We'll get those children out. Over and out. You heard all that, fellas. Now let's get ready, all of us. It's dark. We'll need flashlights. Grey Wolf, you get the horses ready. With all the floodwater, we can't use the jeep. Henry, get several coils of rope. Stumpy, get heavy gloves and the snake bite kits. For those bottomlands flooded, every bushel have a rattler or a cottonmouth in it.
Okay. All right, Bill.
Hey, what about Jerry?
He'd better stay here. We'll be fighting snakes and horses and water and darkness. He's afraid of all of them. Now let Jerry stay here.
No. Jerry? I heard what you said. It's true. I am afraid of all those things. But I'm more afraid to stay here all by myself. So I'm going with you.
Can't be very far now. Right around this bend, I think. Well, it's hard to see her in the dark. You all right, Jerry?
I'm all right.
Good. Ah, water gets any deeper, the horse will have to swim. Hey, try not to let your horse brush against those tree branches. Bell says
I know.
The ground's rising. Yeah, we're up on higher ground. It's almost ran into Bill, the rest of them. Hey, what are we stopping for?
Well, this is as far as we can go with the horses. From here, the land dips down into the bottom.
Hey, house over there. 100 yards, maybe. Light and window of house. Children still there.
Yeah, look at them billows of raging water. Twixt us and them.
What are we going to do now, Bill?
We'll inflate the life raft.
Spread it out and get it ready, Grey Wolf.
I do.
Then we'll each take poles or a paddle and let the current take us down to the house. Once we get there, we'll get the two youngsters out, then let the current take us to where we can touch solid ground again.
That's a good idea.
Rubber boat all spread out.
All right. Puncture the compressed air capsule.
There, boat ready.
Good. I figure it'll take all of us, poling and paddling, to guide the boat. All of us, that is, except, Stumpy, you and Grey Wolf and Henry climb in and get set.
Okay.
Right.
Now, Jerry, you stay here and mind the horses. We'll be back before too long. Jerry?
Yes, Bill. All right, Bill.
Good. I'll get in here. Everybody ready now?
Okay, Bill. Set.
Remember, keep aiming for the house.
All right. I'll shove off. There.
Now keep paddling and pulling all the time. See you later, Jerry. Just about halfway there. Hard to see in the dark.
Good thing is I left that lamp in the window. You can steer by it just dandy.
I think we're just about in time, Bill. Rain coming down harder than ever.
It reminds me of the time that... Oh! And this here current's getting mine stretched.
It's about all that I can... Well, the snag up ahead. I can see it under the water. Steer to the left. To the left.
Careful.
It's no use. We're going to slam right into it. Get ready for trouble.
Snag.
Punctured the boat. Son, quick, grab onto the branch of this oak tree. Henry.
I got out of the tree, Bill.
Stumpy.
Hey, catch the hold. Here, I be out the tree.
Grey Wolf.
I act like Otter, not Wolf. Grab tree, all right.
Good.
All safe so far. What do we do now?
Only an expert, strong swimmer can make a go of it in this current.
That rolls me out.
Hey, no, aquatical champion. You know that, Bill.
Grey Wolf, land animal. Not water animal. Swim okay, but I go swim good. You good swimmer, Bill.
I was. When I got pitched out of that boat, I banged my arm somehow. I don't think it's broken. Right now it's numb. Oh, useless.
What a terrible... Can you hang on to the tree, okay, Bill?
Oh, sure. It only takes one arm for that. I'm sure I'm not going to be any good for much else.
We at least hang on to the branches of this tree.
Like a pasture of monkeys.
We're all right. But this not help two little ones in the house.
Do we have those long ropes we brought with us?
I think they sank when that boat went down.
Or else maybe we not bring.
We're helpless. There isn't a single thing that we could do.
Tree, move a few inches.
That fast current, it's gradually uprooting this tree.
What are we going
to do? Yeah, just hang on, son. Just hang on. Maybe she'll hold, maybe she won't.
Only thing we can do.
Anyway, Jerry's all right. I don't think he can see us. He doesn't even know we're in trouble.
I seen him, Jasper, as if in that there flash of lightning. He looked like he's kneeling down.
Kneeling?
Yep. First, I only seen him for a second, you might say.
Bill, the tree's moved again. It's tearing loose.
I know, Henry.
What do we do, Bill? What do we do now?
Just wait. Just hang on. Wait and hang on.
Bill, Bill, something moving in the water. Right up above you. Here, turn around and look.
Maybe it's a man eating wild animals.
God, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Yeah, it's me, Jerry.
But Jerry.
I'll just hang on to a branch here. And gasp my breath for a second.
Jerry!
Don't worry about me. I suppose I should have told you. I can really swim okay. I got medals and junk to prove it. Now then, Bill. Here. I got a coil of rope here. Tied around my waist. Just a second.
What?
It was tied to the pommel of one of the saddles. Bill, pass one end of this rope around me. Right below my arms.
Very well.
Good, I do.
Right. Now, while you're doing that, I'll pass this whole coil of rope twice around this big branch. You finished, Grey Wolf?
Tied through. Not too tight.
No, that's just right. You take the coil rope. As I swim toward the house, you pay it out gradually. In this current, we don't want to have too much slack.
Jerry, are you sure that you can...
I'm sure, Bill. I'm going to swim down to that house and get those kids. When I jerk twice on the rope, you pull me back.
But, okay. Jerry...
You ready, Quay Wolf?
Yes, but I...
Okay, here I go. You be ready with the rope. Come on.
There he goes.
Rope a lot faster. Current taking faster. He's a good swimmer. Swim like otter, best I ever...
Hey. Huh? Watch up!
Rope goes slack. Duck to see what happened.
Do you think he...
Yeah, Jerry, signal. Two jerks on rope. Now I pull.
Oh, wish I could see him. Out there, all that black water.
Funny. Pull rope. Must be a heavy cleaner.
Hey, I can see him. I can... Yeah, keep pulling, Grey Wolf.
Yeah, I'm pulling. Pull. Pull more.
There he is. And it looks as if he...
Yes. I got a little kid on each arm. Here, Stumpy. You take one.
Sure will. And I must change it.
Henry, you take the other one.
Here.
Ah, they're both okay. Oh, they're the best little kids I ever saw. Grey Wolf.
Jerry.
Please listen. I'm going to swim to the shore, to the high ground where the horses are.
What?
I'll keep the rope around my waist. And when I get there, when I get on shore, I'll fasten my end to the rope, the saddle horns of a couple of saddles. In the meantime, you tie yourself to this end of the rope.
I do.
Then what, Jerry?
When I give the signal, two jerks on the rope, just like before. I'll start the horses, and we'll have you hauled out of here in about 1 minute flat.
How do you know which way to swim?
All I've got to do is keep upstream, get shallow pretty soon. And besides, when the horses hear me, they'll whinny. I'll make it, Bill. You'll see.
Jerry, I don't know how we can ever...
I'll get my breath back. Here I go. So long. See you on the bank. A couple of shakes for the lamb's tail.
Well, there he goes. There he goes. The boy was afraid of everything. The boy we called a coward.
Best picnic I ever went to.
I'm glad you'd come along, Doctor. You want to go swimming with us later?
Yeah. And Jerry's teaching me how to dive. Boy, is he good.
I swim like a rock, but I'll go along. Jerry, how did all this happen?
Well, one day I happened to find a book in Henry's bookcase. I just started reading it, and it seemed like I just couldn't stop reading.
I see. What was that book, Jerry?
This book is right here. I carry it with me all the time. My pocket. Here.
The Bible?
Yes, sir.
The Bible has been used to change many young lives, even more radical changes than Jerry. The Bible introduces you to the God who created you. And once you've met him and allowed him to explain a few things to you, your life is changed. I hope you already know this. Well, see you next week for more adventure with